In a few weeks, Anchorage police officers will flip open their dashboard laptops and use a Wi-Fi connection to access a map showing where crimes took place around the city during the past 24 hours. APD Chief Mark Muse says he hopes the new crime mapping system will bring the APD up to date technologically and help the department to be more agile at a time when crime is up and the department is short-staffed.
It's going to give us real-time, tactical, within hours old or day old data, hotspots, geographic places and times. We can diagnose this data. We can make assignments. We can make patrol assignments, detective assignments, and keep on with the crime patterns as they are actually developed.
The department's current mapping system doesn't provide data to officers in their cars. Chief Muse says the strategic crime analysis provided by the FBI's annual report helps the APD to make long-term decisions, but the new mapping system will help first responders make better tactical decisions. Muse says he's been looking for a better way to track crime around the city, especially since the FBI report was released, highlighting a spike in serious crimes in Anchorage in 2012. Violent crimes like murder, rape, robbery, and assault were all up. The only categories that went down were vehicle theft and arson. Chief Muse is quick to note that the overall trend is still down.
We are up across the boards compared to last year. Last year was a near historic low for us. If you compare the numbers against the recent past over the last 8 or 9 years, we are still low in most of these categories.
According to an analysis by researchers at the University of Alaska Justice Center, rape and theft are not only up over last year's numbers, but higher than the 10-year average. Crime is increasing at a time when the number of officers is down. Dozens of officers are set to retire in January due to incentives put in place several years ago.
If you retired by a certain date, you would get a lump sum that would make up for the fact that you missed all your raises. And that date is January 4th of 2014. We normally have about 20 people leave a year. We've already surpassed that, and I expect we'll probably have 40 go this year.
The department is simultaneously having recruiting problems. Muse says they're trying to increase recruiting by modernizing the test recruits take. In the meantime, he hopes the new crime mapping system will help the department cope. Mayor Dan Sullivan, who's filed to run for lieutenant governor in 2014, has touted the decline in crime under his watch. He contends the spike is an anomaly.
Over the last 4 years, if you look at the average, we've got good statistics. We have 1 year with an uptick, which 2012 appears to be. But if you look at the last 4 years compared to the previous 4 years' average, you know, it's a pretty good story. If over the next couple of years those statistics continue to go the wrong direction, then you've got a trend.
That's something Derek Schur, a sergeant with the APD and a member of the police union, is worried about. Schur is leading a battle to repeal a new union-busting law supported by the Sullivan administration. He says that putting union benefits on the chopping block could be hurting recruiting numbers. He also notes that the Anchorage Police Department does not offer a pension plan, like most cities of its size. Schur is cautious to draw conclusions from just 1 year of data, but he says the increase in crime, combined with the anticipated decrease in officers, is very concerning.
The number of police officers in Anchorage is dropping, and it's dropping at a rapid rate. We had, just a number of years ago, a high of over 400 officers, and the chief of police is now reporting that by next year we'll have fewer than 335. Simultaneously, we're having an increase in reports of serious and violent crimes in our community, and those two things together generally lead to some pretty serious trouble.
Schur says he thinks the new mapping software is a step in the right direction, but he's certain it will not make up for such a large reduction in staff. APD spokesperson Jennifer Castro says the department plans to have the new mapping system in place by mid-November. It will also be available for the public to track crime in their neighborhoods. Castro says APD will be the first law enforcement agency in Alaska to use the new system. In Anchorage, I'm Daisy Eaton.